What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Podcast. In this episode, we're just going to be talking a little bit about Captain Marvel, and there's tons and tons of merchandise announced last week. It's almost like there's a new trailer that came out, and they kind of knew then they could like let rip on all the different characters. You know, we've saw a load of pop vinyls, some Marvel Legends, some dolls, some Lego, a load of clothing, watches, pin sets. They literally just like were like, hey, here's Captain Marvel stuff, and just went whoop. So what kind of caught your eye?
Some of the shirts, actually. I know most of them were targeted towards women, obviously. You know, it is Captain Marvel, so that's the plan. But, you know, that design that they use for her suit translates really well into shirt designs. A kind of a dark blue color with the banding and the star works really well. So not just the shirts, but also like the hoodies, the jackets, etc. And I am glad that they included some men's design in there as well, which feels like an odd thing to say considering the vast majority of superhero shirts are designed for men. But it, you never know with Captain Marvel, Black Widow, etc. So those were the main things that caught my eye for, you know, both genders. I think there are a lot of very interesting designs. And I'm glad that they just... obviously, there are a lot of graphic T-shirts with, you know, Captain Marvel flying across or, you know, doing a fist or whatever. But I like that they did just a very simplified T-shirt version of her armor. So I was going to get a piece, and I'm not, I don't know, kind of back and forth. I kind of want to feel the material before getting one. If I was going to get one, you know, it would probably be one of those.
It's amazing. I think of some of the stuff that they showed, like if some bicycle. It was like, like, okay, you really have kind of just gone out and said to everyone, do you want to make something and slap the logo on it? For me personally, there was a Captain Marvel, Marvel Legends action figure, which had different heads, had the kind of the mohawk. That one looked great. That was definitely, that's going to pick them up. The rest of the series, probably not too sure. I think with Marvel Legends figures now, I've got to the point of like, I don't bother with the whole build a character. And some of the more obscure ones that I like just having, if I'm going to have a shelf full of action figures, I just kind of want one of each of the main characters. So I will pick up the Captain Marvel one. Same thing for the Funkos. I'll probably just pick up a Captain Marvel basic one of the her, maybe one of the exclusive something just to kind of make. I've got to that point now with the collections. It's like, no, I can have one of each character as a display because you just don't have enough room for it.
No.
The Lego set as well with the jet. That looks good. It'll be interesting to see if they go with any more sets. I have a wondering if we're going to see too much from Captain Marvel. I know, like with Ant-Man and the Wasp, we only had the one set. So I think
I have to admit it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. So I'm wondering if they might just go for the one or two sets. And I think this is going to be out in a couple of weeks because we've already started seeing it hitting stores. So I might pick that one up because I did like the look of that one.
Yeah, it's probably in stores soon because we actually found out about that one before the official announcement because I think a Canadian store or something actually put it on their shelves on like the first, which and it wasn't even announced until several days after that. But the price is right. It's only $30. It's got Captain Marvel. It's got her cat. It's got, you know, a couple characters that you want. I think Nick Fury without the eye patch is one of the characters in it. Yeah. So I agree. I think it's only going to be the one set, but I kind of like that. It has felt in the past, like with Black Panther, Doctor Strange, some of the other movies, where there have just been too many sets. They're too spread out. And with Legos, they're expensive to begin with. Asking us to buy four sets to get, you know, all the characters or whatever just feels like too much. So if they can do a single Captain Marvel set for a reasonable price, which is $30 here in America right now, I'm all in. I'll definitely be picking up the set once it hits shelves. It's a great looking set, and it'll go well next to the other Lego Quinjets that I already have. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that set up because I think as well, because they've got the main characters in it, it very much symbolizes to me that I'm guessing that they might do like a brick head or a something else, something
that's true.
On top. But that one there definitely kind of stood out to me. At the minute, I'm kind of on a Lego band till after Christmas because it's that time of the year when you're like, oh, I need to give, you know, like, oh, I've got to give some ideas for presents. So I gave some really expensive ones and then some medium priced ones to make them look more appealing.
Right. So moving on from there, I'm going to add on, they did release some of the pins that Captain Marvel. Now, obviously, evidence to the contrary, I don't actually collect pins. I just get the ones that I like. But two of the Captain Marvel pins that they showed look really good. The other two look like they're straight military insignias, which I'm not entirely sure how they got away with doing that. But, you know, good for them. But, you know, Disney, of course, Disneyland, Disney World, all the they will have a ton of pins that we haven't even seen yet. But I do like seeing those. They're normally a very cheap way of getting just a little thing. It's like, I liked this movie or I like this character. So,
yeah. There's a little bit for everyone. I think Marvel, Disney have kind of gone down this line now with their merchandise of they're going to specific brands, top brands, and going, right, produce this bits and pieces. But they have kind of started going, we want to have less brands making better quality stuff. Because I looked at like the toys and stuff. It's like, you had the doll from Hasbro. You had that action figure. You have the Funko. It's that kind of thing of like, we don't want to overshoot and have too much stuff. I expect we will see more. A lot of this is going to start hitting stores in January because they like to get them out about 6 to 8 weeks before the movie comes out. Yeah, it looks good. Certainly a few things I'm going to be picking up, but we'll have to know what you guys are going to be picking up as well and what you're interested in. Love to know your thoughts as well in the comments below. Find us on all the different social medias. You can like, follow, and subscribe. And then finally, you can go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.